Hello, I'm Lodging Editor Kate Hughes. Thank you for tuning into Lodging on Demand. For this episode, we discuss some of the ways people in the hotel industry have stepped up to serve their communities during the COVID-19 crisis.
So a lot of hoteliers are struggling right now with extremely low occupancy and are looking for solutions that keep their hotels in business while helping their stressed communities. We're talking with Stephen Nass, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Bostonian Boston, about their new university housing package, which aims to provide affordable housing for displaced university students and faculty, as well as Rich Castle, co-founder, president, and CEO of CloudBeds, which created hashtag hospitality helps to connect property owners and operators with healthcare providers in this time of need. So first, let's talk about why you guys launched these initiatives. Stephen, let's start with you. What was the thought process behind it?
My pleasure, and thank you. Thank you for having us. We launched the University Housing Program when we started to see school by school here in Boston really close amidst the COVID-19 crisis that we're in the midst of. And they closed for the spring semester. And we had 31 universities that did that within a three-week period of time. Those students, for all intents and purposes, were given less than a week to get out of their dorms, gather their belongings, and kind of, you know, head to their homes. But we also realized that there are, certainly in Boston and a lot of other localities, there's lots of international students. And we thought there was an opportunity there to offer affordable the space for them to reside and make a hotel their dorm, so to speak. So we reached out to the schools individually. We posted on social media, and it provided us some nice exposure and an opportunity to not only gain a new customer, but also do something very good, I think, for the local student community. That was really our push. That was our drive. And then it branched out into a number of other things. But that was the purpose of it.
And Rich, how about you? How did hashtag hospitality help start?
I was literally sitting on my sofa last Friday, and I think I was watching MSNBC. Rachel Maddow was on, and I saw what was going on in King County, Washington, and you literally see a field hospital being erected on a soccer field. I think it was like 200 beds. And There's this kind of like plea, almost she's like looking out and kind of staring into the audience and saying like, what are we going to do? Like, what are you going to do in your community? Like, this is what King County's doing. And it really felt like, I was like, what are we going to do? What can I do personally? What can CloudBeds do? I looked at my wife and I was like, I have to do something about this. And we got a small team together and looked at what was going on with occupancy in our properties that we power with CloudBeds. We're a technology provider for properties. And occupancy was at all-time lows. I mean, it's like the worst occupancy crisis we've ever seen, right? And I think that's, it's like Adam says, my co-founder, that it's like a meteor hit our industry, right? And we're like, this doesn't make sense that we have all these beds available with our hotels. And, you know, there's literally jurisdictions, there's cities, there's counties taking matters into their own hands to build field hospitals. Like, what can we do to connect these vacant hotels with jurisdictions, with cities, with counties, with healthcare agencies. And so the focus was really to try to get healthcare facilities in connection with these hotels. And so we started Friday. We got a small team of people. We got a project leader from our company internally to run the project. And we all worked through the weekend, literally about 48 hours straight, to figure out what we were going to do, and we spun up this initiative. And we quickly realized that it shouldn't be attached to CloudBeds. it needed to be its own thing. It needed to be its own entity. So we've set up a nonprofit organization, a 501c3. We just got approval on that, and it's become this huge partnership initiative, really globally, with a number of brands coming forward and technology providers and other people willing to help. And it's grown to something pretty crazy. But it all started with Rachel Maddow's MSNBC show.
So the benefits for the community for both of these initiatives are pretty straightforward. You're helping people who have nowhere to go and setting up much needed facilities. But what about the hotels? Why is this a good move for them? Stephen, how is it helping the Bostonian Boston?
Well, you know, like all businesses within a community, you know, we're partners. We're part of the fabric of that community, and we're looking at this crisis perhaps as an opportunity really to extend ourselves in a way that maybe we wouldn't have dreamt of, you know, just 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so our goal here really is to value our neighbor and our neighboring businesses, but at the same time, we know that we will come out of this, and we want to be poised for success when that happens, and we want to make sure that during the time that we're in it, meaning the cloud that we're in right now, the some of the darkness that we're in, that we are available and accessible to, you know, those students we spoke about earlier, healthcare workers, FEMA, the government, and that's how it's helping us. It's helping us help them. You know, we hear stories of hotels that are opening for, or brands, I should say, that are opening for doctors and healthcare workers and letting them stay for free for all intents and purposes. That's kind of what we want to do, and what we are doing at very discounted, deeply discounted rates, that people are leaving their hospital, the doctors are leaving their hospital and coming here to shower before they go home, so they're not bringing anything home. We have people that are working back-to-back shifts, 18-hour days, that need to sleep and not go home and come back to the hospitals or the healthcare facilities they're at. It's helping us by helping them, and it's also helping us gain some new customers in the process.
And Rich, what sort of benefits are, or do you expect hotels to see since this initiative is so new?
I think Stephen said it really well, and that's basically how we're approaching the problem too. We really have this just devastated, and I agree with Stephen. We all agree in the industry this is temporary, right? We're going to come out of this. We're not sure how long the winter will be, but we will emerge from this. And you just have this sort of temporarily just devastated occupancy levels across our customer base, and in the industry as a whole, and we saw it with our customers, and it's really a global issue right now in the hotel industry. And as Stephen said, you know, you've got nurses that need a place to stay. You've got people that need to work in proximity or live in proximity to where they're working. They need a shower. We have homeless population that needs to be moved into a lodging facility to be able to, you know, get them off the streets so that doesn't become a hugely impacted group, right, that are just living on the streets. I think for us, and especially Friday when I, you know, was kind of like brainstorming this idea, what else could we do? That's kind of what our team was thinking about. We're a product technology company. We release product. We build things for our customers. I can't really treat this as business as usual, right? I can't go out and say, okay, it's business as usual next week. Here's our releases. This is the product we're building. I mean, we had to do something that was going to I think connect these two problems together. And what we're seeing from our, you know, from the community that's been built, that's growing, is there's properties literally willing to come forward and they're completely doing this pro bono. They're donating rooms. There's properties that can potentially be leased. I mean, we saw San Francisco, I think, leased a couple of hotels last week, and that's starting to happen. And you're seeing all these communities and jurisdictions like take matters into their own hands. We just want to make it easier. So we're not, we're not dictating any of the terms or anything like that. We're just making the connection between the hotel and the need for the beds. And then what the hotel wants to do is up to them, you know, between the agency that needs the beds. So that's really it. I mean, I there was just nothing else for us to do but this. It felt like, and it was a huge rallying initiative for our company too, because people needed a purpose. You know, when you're feeling down, like this is, it's almost like it's like something we've never experienced before, right? And it gave our own team members a purpose and something to rally around and build that was something we hope we can look back on and say we did the right thing. And I think a lot of other companies that are participating in this initiative can look back and say that too. And it's become greater than our company. It's not, it's no longer a cloud beds thing. It's something else.
That's terrific, Rich. I mean, I really do need to applaud you and your organization for doing what you're doing. It really does bridge the divide between not even really divide, it makes us all our family. The hospitality business is a family oriented kind of business. We all care for one another, hotels, third parties, agents, restaurants, and it's absolutely amazing to us here in Boston where we see people really coming together in our own ways, however we can, to support those people that are caring for people that can't support and take care of themselves. And you found a way to do that in a very unique way, and it's terrific.
Thanks for that. I think we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing companies come together. We're seeing the community come together. Really, all of hospitality kind of coming together. Our competitors have come together. We've had very competitive competitors that are very competitive with us for the last several years, and we've actually been communicating more than we've ever been communicating with them. We're all friends, and we're trying to do the right thing for, I think, for this need and for our industry in general. And I do agree we're going to emerge from this, and I hope that we all look back and remember this, and that we could work together. And I think we need to continue that as we move forward. So
yeah,
it's been fun. It's still the early stages, but I think there's a lot of work still to do, but it's been very exciting.
Both of you have kind of touched on this, but I'd like to dive a little deeper. What responsibility does the hotel industry have in a crisis like this one? Stephen, let's start with you.
I guess for us, our responsibility is really twofold. It's number one, to take care of our human capital, to take care of our team members and take care of our guests. I think that's foremost. The safety, health, and well-being of our guests and our team members are critical. And then obviously, we have a responsibility to protect our asset, our ownership's building. And, doing both of those things will get us to the next stage. We know that we are stewards of each other, as well as the brick and mortar that we have. And ultimately, before this time, we're responsible for revenue generation and RevPAR results and occupancy levels. And to Rich's point, we competed and do compete heavily in a very active marketplace here in Boston. But I think we could all agree, as we take a step back, is our responsibility is to one another. And it's to the folks that you surround yourself with every day and the guests that you're welcoming into our front doors. And then naturally to take care of the building that we reside in. Those two things come first, and then everything else comes after that.
And Rich, what about you? What responsibility does this industry have to not just, I guess the community and just to take care of people at this time.
So I'll sort of answer specifically to our company, and then try to broadly link it to the industry and the world, I think. But we have a responsibility to our team members, so our employees and team members as a company. That was the first thing that we thought about. And then we thought about our customers, with the hotels that rely on us. They're looking to us, like, you know, what are we going to do? There's a lot of uncertainty. What's happening to your company? What's happening to the system? What's happening to our occupancy? And can you help us? Which we've tried to do as much as possible to take care of our customers. The industry as a whole. So how can we support the industry? Because I think this is the ocean that we reside in, right? The hospitality industry, and this is our this has been the last 8 years for me, for Adam and myself in this industry. So how do we take care of the industry? And I think this initiative was bringing people together. So that was something that we thought was very important. And then lastly, I think we all, as business owners, as individuals, have a responsibility to people in general, and not just, you know, we're a U.S. company based in the United States, but we have employees all over the world. We have a responsibility to the people in the world to do what we can to help. And yes, you know, we have to think about our company and the financial stability of our company and what's happening. Is there going to be an economic downturn? Yes, there is, right? How long is that going to last? But I think at the same time, we have to do what's right for the world at large, and that's what we're trying to do here. And I think this is also, there was another thought behind this project was, it was, if you're in another industry, what can you do if you're in control of a large financial statement or P&L and a lot of resources? What can you do to make a difference during this time? And I hope that, you know, the rising tide raises all boats, so to speak, with other industries and other people come forward. And we're already seeing that happening, which is really incredible and makes us feel like, you know, people are coming together and doing the right thing here.
You know, it's funny, too, because, you know, when we talk about our responsibility, the hotel business or the industry, and the responsibility we have in the midst of this crisis, our governor here in Massachusetts issued an emergency order earlier this week requiring all non-essential businesses and organizations to close. And they did. And then we saw on the list that hotels and restaurants are considered essential. I think we realized that we have a significant responsibility ahead of us. And I think for all the reasons we're talking about now, we have an opportunity to make that, to kind of underscore that essential need and make sure it becomes available to those people that actually need us. I don't think we ever thought that we were that, you know, obviously we think we're important, but when the governor says we are, I guess we are.
That's a really interesting perspective, because it's exactly, I was talking to our director of finance and he was saying, like, so he was saying, well, given the initiative that we're sponsoring here, I think that does that mean that we need to change our perspective on whether hotels need to be open or operating. And same thing applies to restaurants. Obviously I was in a supermarket, you know, just about a week and a half ago, buying some groceries. And, you know, there's somebody working at the supermarket, and there's no way that person's staying 6 feet away from people that are buying products.
Right.
And, you know, he's there every day working, and it's just amazing. There's a lot of people, I think, after we emerge from this, that we're going to have to go back and look at that were kind of holding up the basic economy and the basic needs of all of us. And I think a lot of our restaurants and hotels and supermarkets and the Amazon warehouse or people that are delivering things, those people are really keeping this thing going, and at great risk to some extent to their own personal well-being. So I think that's totally right, Stephen. Yeah.
Very good point.
What advice would you guys have to hotels that want to help? How can they decide what the best way to help in their community is? Rich, let's start with you.
Yeah. I think that, first of all, they need to think about what are they willing to do? What position is their hotel in right now? For example, do they have guests? I know there are hotels currently with guests, right? If they have guests, are they willing to allow people to stay at their property that may not, obviously they're not going to set up a field hospital there. Are they going to allow medical staff and workers to be able to use the facility? They have to think about how far are they willing to go? Are they willing to build a field hospital in a hotel? Right? I think that is a possibility. We've been on the phone with multiple agencies and governments and they've said that in some cases the common space of a hotel is the best space, like a big ballroom or something is the best space to set up a sort of a field hospital if needed. I think they need to think about, are they doing this pro bono or are they going to do a leasing arrangement with an agency? And usually there's some sort of opportunity for them to, we think so far, to sell rooms at like a wholesale rate or generally have an agency lease the entire property. So there's some benefit for them, which I think is very important. I mean, they need to keep the lights on. They need to be able to get through and support the needs that arise. And I think that's what I can come up with right now.
Steven?
That's all good stuff and all legit. I guess I look at, how can different companies help during this time? I guess it depends on your business and the model that you've kind of created a little bit. I think that for hotels, we have an opportunity, or even restaurants for that matter, to really provide, and I think that other organizations could do the same thing, is to provide and donate and volunteer some of your time to be able to donate food to food banks, to be able to provide your hotel rooms inexpensively or at cost to organizations that may need it. Find ways to help. A lot of students aren't in school right now who depend on the school lunches. Can people help there? Can hotels and restaurants be able to do that at cost to be able to take care of them? I think that every organization that's been affected by this can find a way to help their neighbor. And it takes a unique and creative, I think, mindset to be able to not only do that, but to then implement that into your community. Clearly, Rich and his organization has done that out of nowhere, sitting on the couch, came up with the idea, and certainly from a hotel perspective, we look at how we could have supported people that need us that would not have used us previously. I think every organization could look at their model and implement the same.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. For more content like this, please subscribe to our channel.